turn this evening to Psalm 124. Psalm 124. Beginning with Psalm 120 through Psalm 134, you'll notice that the heading above each of those psalms is a song of degrees or a song of ascension. And these were the psalms that were chanted by the children of Israel as they were on their way to observe annual feasts. They were the psalms that they would rehearse as they went up to the house of God to worship. We read in Psalm 100 in verse 4, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise." And it's these psalms of degrees that the worshipers would have upon, or these psalms were written to encourage the children of Israel as they would go and worship the Lord. These psalms, again, from Psalm 120 to Psalm 134, were fresh in the minds and hearts of those who went to worship, and this would enhance their worship service. In these psalms, there is a record of God's blessing. As they thought upon these things, that, of course, would fill their hearts with joy and thanksgiving, fill their hearts with praise, and fill their hearts with wonder and with desire and with zeal. And again, if we're going to worship the Lord, we have to come into his house with joy in our hearts, with thanksgiving in our hearts. There's nothing that prepares us for worship like thanksgiving, like thankful hearts. And you cannot worship God without thanksgiving. And thanksgiving leads to praise. And the more we read the blessings of God, the more we're aware of the blessings of God, it fills us with wonder. And that, of course, produces praise as well. We want to look at this 124th Psalm, see some things that ought to be in our hearts and minds as we enter the house of God. Psalm 124, we'll begin reading with verse 1 through the end of the psalm. "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick or alive when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. The conclusion of all this is our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth." The theme of this psalm is the Lord makes a difference in our lives. It is the Lord that has made a difference in all of our lives. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7, Paul asks the question, "For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Why then dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it? Or as you glory, you act as if it was not a gift of God, as if you did something to earn it." 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 10, Paul said, "By the grace of God, I am what I am." And that's true of every child of God. We need to realize, we need to have the realization of the difference that God has made in our lives. And when we realize that, that produces humility, which is absolutely necessary for worship. That produces thankfulness, which is necessary for worship. That produces praise. Now, you'll notice here in this 124th Psalm, notice the first words of verses 1 and 2. You have the word if. Where verse 1 begins with the word if. Verse 2 begins with the word if. And then in verse 2, you read the word when. When men rose up against us. In verse 3, we again see the word when. When their wrath was kindled against us. In verse 3, verse 4, and verse 5, all three of those verses begin with the word then. Three times we see then. So if it were not for the if, the whens would have become then. In other words, if it weren't for the if, the then would have happened. Notice verse 3, then they had swallowed us up quick or alive. What prevented that from happening? It was the if. It was if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. Verse 4, then the waters had overwhelmed us. That is, if it were not for the Lord, when their wrath was kindled against us, if it were not for the Lord, the waters would have overwhelmed us. And if it were not for the Lord, when their wrath was kindled against us, then the proud waters had gone over our soul. He says in verse 6, as he considers these things, he says, blessed be the Lord. Or praise be to the Lord. And then in verse 8, our help is in the name of the Lord. So we want to consider these words. If it had not been for the Lord, when such and such was happening, then terrible things would have come about. But what made the difference in it all was the Lord on our side. Now that is true concerning the children of Israel. If it had not been for the Lord, the children of Israel would have been destroyed. Israel had many enemies. And there were many, many different occasions when it was the purpose of the enemies of Israel to destroy her. And if it were not for the Lord, Pharaoh would have destroyed her. If it were not for the Lord, the Egyptians, the Babylonians, the Philistines, the Syrians, the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Midianites, the Amalekites, the Moabites, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, and on we could go. The Edomites, all these were enemies of God. And all these were enemies of God who at one time or another rose up to destroy Israel. But each and every time, Israel prevailed. And the reason was the Lord. The Lord was on their side. What a difference the Lord makes. You see, all of these enemies were filled with hatred for Israel. They were filled with bitterness. They were filled with animosity. They were filled with wrath toward Israel, and they were bent on the complete destruction of Israel. But again, Israel prevailed through it all. Not because of Israel's strength, not because of Israel's intellect, not because of anything in them, but all because of God. You see, God was stronger than all the enemies that ever rose up to destroy Israel. God was wiser than all the enemies that ever rose up to destroy Israel. And God knew exactly how to overthrow the enemies. And the result is that Israel prevailed every time. We read in Psalm 121 in verse 4, "Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." Though the enemies of Israel were very, very diligent, God is more so. God is more diligent. And though the enemies of God today are very diligent, God is more so. God does not sleep. Our enemies do sleep. The enemies cannot work 24/7. But God does. And God is the one who makes the difference. So the psalm reads here, "If it had not been for the Lord," when, that is, during the time when men rose up against us, "if it were not for God, they would have swallowed us up. If it were not for God, when their wrath was kindled against us, the waters would have overwhelmed us, the streams would have gone over our soul, the proud waters had gone over our soul." But none of those things happened. And the reason is God. That's the reason. It's the reason you and I are here tonight. If it had not been for the Lord, the children of Israel would have died for would have drowned at the Red Sea. If it were not for the Lord, the children of Israel would have died of thirst. If it were not for God, the children of Israel would have starved to death. If it were not for God, they would have never, ever made it through any of the captivities. But they came through all of those things. They came through the Red Sea. They survived thirst. They survived hunger. They survived all of these things. And it was all due to the Lord. Job would have been killed by Satan if it were not for God. The Israelites would have been killed by Pharaoh were it not for God. David would have been killed by Saul if it were not for God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would have burned up in the fiery furnace if it were not for God. Daniel would have been killed by the lions were it not for God. And if it had not been for the Lord, they would have been swallowed up by the wrath of the wicked many, many times. And the children of Israel were to remember these things. If it had not been for the Lord, they were to remember that as they went to the house of God. That was to be upon their heart. That was to be upon their minds. Had it not been for the Lord, where would we be? And this is the attitude that they were to take into the house of God. But those words also relate to us. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, we too, just like the children of Israel, live in the presence of malicious enemies bent upon the destruction of God's people. We're not aware of how numerous our enemies are. We're not aware of how powerful they are. We're not aware of the demonic hosts that are everywhere. We're not aware of how malicious and how wicked and how bent on destruction our enemies are. But they're all of these. They're numerous. They're powerful. They are malicious. They are wicked. And they are bent on destruction. And I'm not just talking about mankind. Certainly all that is true of mankind. But there is even a more powerful enemy than man, and that is the forces, the demonic forces of Satan. And if it were not for God, none of us would survive. Were it not for God, you would not awake in the morning. The demons of hell are bent on destroying God's people. And were it not for God, they would. So the only reason that you and I are not completely devoured by these enemies is because of the Lord. We're also surrounded by that which is sinful, that which is wicked, that which is twisted, corrupt, defiled. We're surrounded by these things. And these things would destroy us had it not been for the Lord. And as you look around, everywhere you look, there are lives that are in ruins. Everywhere you look, you don't have to look far. Most of us can look within our own families, and you see lives that are in ruins. You see lives that are a complete wreck. And if it were not for God, our lives would be ruined. If it were not for God, we would have wrecked our lives a long time ago. As you look around you today, you see lives that are broken. You see homes that are broken. You see families that are broken. And were it not for God, yours would be the same. You say, well, I raise my children right. I do this, I do that, and here's the results. No, the results are not due to your effort. The results, God gets all the glory. All of it. If it were not for God, our lives too would be ruined. Our lives too would be wrecked and broken. If it were not for God, our families would be that way. If it were not for God, our marriages would be that way. You think of all the times since you've been saved. You think of all the times that you have rebelled against the ways of God, all the times that you've rebelled against the will of God, and somehow you came through that, that's all of God. If it had not been for the Lord, all the times that we rebelled against the ways and will of God, we would have ruined our lives, we would have destroyed our lives many times over. Because we have all rebelled, we have all had times where we have lived in rebellion against the very ways and will of God. And had it not been for the Lord, where would we be? If it had not been for God's mercy, if it had not been for God's long-suffering, where would we be? And then think of all the times that we would have rebelled, were not for God. Think of all the times that you have rebelled, but then think of all the times that you would have rebelled had not God intervened and not allowed you to rebel. If it weren't for the Lord, our lives would be a complete wreck. Our lives would be ruined. You think of the times that we have not resisted the suggestions of Satan. We have not resisted the suggestions and the philosophies of the world. You think of the times in your life where you bought the suggestions of the devil. You bought it. You think of the times that you have bought the suggestions of the world. And were it not for God, you would have ruined your life. That's all it takes. To ruin a life is to buy the suggestions of the devil. And we've all done it from time to time. We've all fallen prey to the suggestions of the devil from time to time. We've all followed his ways from time to time. And were it not for God, again, we would have ruined our life many times. You think of all the times that you have willfully followed the flesh. You willfully followed the dictates of your fleshly nature. You think of all the times that you've done that. May I say it would only take one time to do that to ruin our lives. One time. But we've done it many times. We've done it innumerable times. Where we have willfully followed the dictates of the flesh. And in those times, were it not for God, where would we be? Where would we be? It only takes one mistake, one sin to ruin your life. Only one. That's all it takes. It only takes one bad decision to ruin your life. How many bad decisions have we made? And I'm not just talking finance. I'm not talking financially. I'm talking spiritually. How many bad spiritual decisions have you made? It only takes one to ruin your life. It only takes one to ruin your family. Only one. But we've made innumerable bad decisions. And had it not been for the Lord, where would we be? You see, God has spared us over and over and over again. And then think of all the times that we would have followed the dictates of our flesh. But God did not allow us to do so. Where would we be without the Lord? Think of all the temptation. Think of all the temptation that we would have fallen into had it not been for the Lord. And some of the temptations that folks have fallen into, others have ruined their lives. But some way, God in His mercy has spared us. It's all of God. And the children of Israel were to remember these things as they would go to the house of God. You know, many times God's people get proud. And God's people go to the house of God with a haughty spirit. But we need to always be thinking, if it had not been for the Lord, I would not be allowed in the house of God. Where had it not been for God, I would have no desire whatsoever to be in the God, to be in the Lord's house. Then think of all the times that we have wandered from the Lord. Innumerable. Innumerable times that we have wandered from God. Not only in our thoughts, but we wander from God in our lives. And where would we be in all of our wanderings if it were not for God? And then think of all the times we would have wandered had not God again spared us. Think of all the times we have fallen. We've fallen many times. We have fallen more times than we realize. We have fallen when no one else realizes that we have fallen. And had it not been for God, we would have never, ever gotten up. Be careful who you give credit to. All the credit, all the glory goes to God. Don't ever say, if it weren't for so-and-so, my life would have been over, that if it weren't for God. Don't give credit to man that belongs to God. God deserves, and God is worthy of the credit. So think of where we might be if it were not for God. in all the times that we have fallen. Think of all the times in which we have been unfaithful. Where would we be if it were not for the Lord? Think of all the mistakes, spiritual mistakes. Think of all the wrong and foolish things we have done. Think of some of the mistakes we have made, and if it were not for God, think of some of the mistakes you have made in rearing children. And everyone's made them. Everyone has made them. Think of all the mistakes that pastors have made in pastoring the Lord's churches. And every pastor has made plenty of them. Where would we be were it not for God? Every pastor, because of wrong decisions, were it not for God, would have destroyed the Lord's churches. Not that they wanted to, but it only takes one wrong decision to bring destruction. But God is merciful. God is gracious. If it were not for God, Home Baptist Church would not be here. Would have been destroyed a long time ago. We would have all destroyed it one way or the other. But God, He makes all the difference. So you think of all the mistakes, you think of all the wrong and all the foolish things that you have done. Where would you be were it not for the Lord? Think of all of our attitudes. Think of how many times you've been self-centered in your attitude. And you know what will destroy you is self-centeredness. It'll destroy you. How many families have been ruined because a member is self-centered? Countless. How many lives have been ruined by self-centeredness? How many lives and how many homes have been ruined because of self-interest? If it had not been for God, because we've all been self-centered at times. We've all just had our own interest in view at times. And had it not been for God, where would we be? Think of all the times of defiance. Think of all the times you have come into the house of God angry at the preacher, angry at this person, that person, and you've already turned off everything that's going to be said. That's enough to ruin your life. Had it not been for God, we would have ruined our lives many, many times. Think of all the attitudes of pride. Think of all the attitudes of self-righteousness. And where would we be had it not been for the Lord? And this is what the Israelites were to be thinking about. This is what was to be upon their heart when they entered into the house of God. Had it not been for God, where would we be? If it had not been for God, what would we be? Not only where would we be, I know this. I don't know where I would be were it not for God, but I know I wouldn't be here. That I do know. God gets all the glory. What would we be if it were not for God? Again, I don't know what I would be, and I'm certainly not what everything I ought to be. But I know it'd be much worse were it not for the Lord. You see, because human nature is bent on destruction. You can give man everything and he'll ruin it if God doesn't intervene. God can pour all of his blessings down upon you and then withdraw his hand and you'll ruin every bit of it. he has to do is withdraw his hand for a second, and you'll ruin it. That's true of all of us. So if it were not for God, where would we be? What would we be? The truth is, we too would be in the ruin and wreckage that is all around us. And all you have to do today is get in your car and drive down the street, and you can see ruin and wreckage. And if it had not been for God, our lives would be the same. We live in terribly sinful times. And as we look around us today, people are slaves to the times. They have fallen victims to the times. And were it not for God, we too would be slaves to the times in which we live. We too would be thinking like the world thinks, which is twisted and corrupted. Had it not been for God. There are some here tonight that you were not raised by Christian parents. Perhaps you were raised by ungodly parents. But God in time saved your soul and has given you a life of joy and happiness. But let me tell you, if it were not for God, that would not be so. And even those who were raised in Christian homes. Again, be careful where to whom you give the credit. Say, oh, if it weren't for mom and dad. And we thank God for godly fathers and godly mothers. But that's not the reason. If you're faithful to God tonight, that's not the reason. If that were the case, if that was the reason, if godly parents were the reason, then anyone who was raised by ungodly parents could not possibly be faithful. The reason is God. And if you have children that have turned out right, the reason is God. He's the reason. You say, well, I raised them right. The reason you raised them right is God. It all goes back to the Lord. So if it had not been for the Lord, we too would have been victimized by the world. We too would have been swallowed up by the world. We too would have been overwhelmed with the perils of our day. If it had not been for the Lord. We live in a world that is filled with misery. We live in a world that is filled with suffering and anguish and grief. We live in a world that is filled with heartbreak and sorrow and pain. If it were not for God, we'd be bound by all of these things. But God has spared us. We need to always keep these things fresh upon our minds. Then when we think about salvation, were it not for God, were it not for God, I'd still be in the bondage of sin. Repeating a prayer never has and never will break the chains of sin. Never. Only God can deliver us from the bondage of sin. So were it not for God, we'd still be in bondage to sin. Were it not for God, we'd still be trapped in sin. Were it not for God, we'd still be held in sin. If it were not for God, we'd still be in the chains of sin. If it had not been for God, we'd still be in the depths of unrighteousness. We'd still be in the depths of guilt. We'd still be in the depths of filth. Were it not for God. Were it not for God, we'd still be helplessly lost in sin. If it were not for God, we'd still be helplessly and hopelessly lost in darkness. But you see, God has made the difference. And God is to get all the glory. He's to get all of it. Everything that is good that happens to you and I, God gets the glory. He is to receive the glory for all things. Now notice here in this 124th Psalm, because of God, verse 7, our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. And that goes back to verses 1 and 2, if it had not been for the Lord. So if all because of God, my soul is escaped, just as a bird is escaped from the trap of the fowlers. The snare is broken, all because of God. And we are escaped. It's all because of God. None of this has anything to do with education, has nothing to do with material wealth. It all has to do with God. And because of God, our soul is escaped. The snare has been broken. And this leads the psalmist to say there in verse 8, our help, present tense, if we realize that everything we are, and the reason that our lives are not in ruins, the reason that our lives are not wrecked, is all because of God, then we realize that even now, God is still our help. Our help, present tense, is in the name of the Lord. Remember, if it were not for God, where would you be? If it were not for God, what would you be? God has made the difference. Don't act as if we have done something. We have done nothing. Nothing. It is all due to the glory of God. And He continues to be our help. Realizing that had it not been for God, we would not be what we are. We would not be where we are. We are to lean upon Him for our help. Don't lean upon your own wisdom, because your own wisdom would have ruined your life many times. The only thing that spared you is God. So don't lean upon your own reason, wisdom. Don't lean upon your own reason, because our human reason would have destroyed ourselves countless times. But God has intervened. Take a good look at your life. Look at all the times had not God intervened, where you might be today. And then all of those times that you can remember, remember this, that there are a lot of times, more than you can even count, that you know nothing about. And God intervened. God intervened. How many times in our lives people would have done something to us that we know nothing about, but God intervened. God intervened. How many times you might have been fired from a job or lost a job, but you have no idea. But God intervened. How many times something terrible would have happened, but God intervened. Things that we know nothing about. God has been good to us. And even if God were to allow horrible things to happen, He's still good. He's still just as good as if He would not allow any bad things to happen to us. So God is our help. We must always remember that as we go through life. He has spared us, and He will continue to spare us. We need to depend on Him. Don't depend on your own wisdom. Don't depend on your own reasoning. Just depend upon the Lord. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us.